Listen to part of a lecture in an archaeology class.
One of the important aspects of the field of archaeology, one of the things that excites me about the field, is that seemingly insignificant things can suddenly change the way we think about a culture. We're always making new discoveries that have the potential to challenge widely held beliefs. Take something like the banana, for example. It turns out that this ordinary fruit may be forcing scientists to rewrite major parts of African history. We know that bananas were introduced to Africa via Southeast Asia, and until recently, we thought we knew when they were introduced, about 2,000 years ago. But discoveries in Uganda, that's in Eastern Africa, are throwing that into question. Scientists studying soil samples there discovered evidence of bananas in sediment that was 5,000 years old. Now, let me explain that it's not easy to find traces of ancient bananas. The fruit is soft and doesn't have any hard seeds that might survive over the ages. So after 5,000 years, you might think there would be nothing left to study. Well, fortunately for archaeologists, all plants contain what are called phytoliths in their stems and leaves. Phytoliths are microscopic structures made of silica, and they do not decay. When plants die and rot away, they leave these phytoliths behind. Because different plants produce differently shaped phytoliths, scientists can identify the type of plant from ancient remains. So, those scientists in Uganda dug down to sediments that were 5,000 years old, and what do you think they found? Banana phytoliths.